Okay, moving on, the uncontested items calendar. Mr. Harris, I see we have, first of all, let's do this. Is there any member of the audience? I was going to say congregation. Any member of the audience that wishes to pull any of the items set for the uncontested items calendar off the calendar for any type of discussion? Those would be items 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16. Does anyone wish to speak to those items? Okay.
Move approval, Mr. Chair.
All right.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to have a question on 14.
Go. Okay. Questions on any other? In 16. Are these things that you think we can resolve with a quick question answer with staff? Okay. Mr. Jordan?
So on item 14, it's falling off basically because there's no activity there now, and I'm just curious from, I guess, staff. There appears to be action going on in the receivership, but how do we keep an eye on that if it suddenly becomes active and open up again? Do we just rely on the property to comply, or do we kind of keep a sideways eye on that, knowing it was a problem in the past and they're working on it?
Good morning, Sylvia Martini with the Point Source and engineer for the permit. The receivership is definitely working towards fixing back up the property, and the county themselves have a real close eye on how that, and I suppose the courts have a close eye on how that property is progressing. And at this point, the county is not allowing it to be inhabited. And once that does occur, the new ownership or whoever is the owner does have to come back and request a permit to discharge. So at this point, it makes a lot more sense to eliminate.
Okay, thanks.
I also have a question on this.
Okay, go ahead.
Has our board received the $14,000 requested in the December letter from the receivership?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right, and does rescission of the WDR limit our abilities in any way to collect that $14,000?
Can you remind me what the $14,000 was for?
Past permits.
Oh, the permit fees.
Yeah, 4 years of permit fees.
Yeah. Jessica?
Yeah. I don't believe rescission would.
So.
I'm sorry?
I don't believe rescission would impact our ability to obtain the fees under bankruptcy, because they've incurred them.
Okay.
It'll just prevent any future.
All right. And you sort of laughed when I asked, is that because you can't get blood out of a turnip?
The receiver was really, he was communicating with me until at that particular point when I brought up the point that, yes, that they owed, and I haven't heard back from him since. And so, essentially, yeah, I just gave him my next clue. I don't think he wants to know more about it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Dr. Wolf, number 16.
Thank you. And this is in regard to the City of Scotts Valley wastewater treatment facility. I was looking at the recycled water, and the plant is designed for a 1.5 million gallon a day flow, and the total amount of recycled water in the year target is in 2011 was 54.7 million gallons. So that's my question is, if the design flow is 1.5 million a day, and the total recycle for the entire year is 54.7, Do they have limitations about how much water can be recycled?
The only limitation, Dr. Wolf, is the demand. Right now, the Scotts Valley Water District has and continues to maximize the users of reclaimed water because that's a critical component of their planning, in that the groundwater basin is small and they really need the recycled water. So the amount of recycled water is a function of
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions on the uncontested items calendar agenda item? All right. So I have Mr. Jordan's motion. Was it your motion?
No, I don't think there wasn't, but I'll move to approve.
Okay.
Oh, Russ moved, so I'll second then.
Okay, good. All right, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Let's move.